Together we can help end hunger. Come on, join the movement with Feeding America by volunteering, donating, and advocating. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
And welcome back to Madison, Wisconsin. John Audius with you. Wisconsin hosting the second-ranked UCLA Bruins. Before we take a look at the starting lineups for each team, let's pause 10 seconds for a station ID, 10 for a legal ID. This is Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin and UCLA meeting for the first time ever in program history for these two schools. Let's take a look at the lineups first for the 27-1 and 15-1 record of the Big Ten UCLA Bruins under head coach Corey Close in her 14th season. Kiki Rice is a 5'11 junior, second leading scorer for the Bruins at 13 per game. She's fourth in the Big Ten, 4.5 assists per game. London Jones, a 5'4 junior guard, scores about 8. Gabriella Hawkes is 6'8 junior, has scored in double figures 11 times this season. Angela Dugalich is 6'4". The freshman grad student is a transfer from Oregon, coming off 9-point effort in a victory in Iowa City. And Lauren Betts, 6'7" junior. She is the leading scorer for UCLA, just shy of 20 points per game, 19.8. That's second best in the Big Ten Conference. She also leads them at almost 10 rebounds per game and leads the Big Ten at 2.9 blocks per contest. For Marissa Mosley and the Wisconsin Johnson Badgers at 36 per game. Ronnie Porter, 5'2", junior guard from St. Paul, Minnesota, second in the Big Ten, 5.3 assists per contest. Natalie Leitzinger, 5'8", grad student from Monroe, Wisconsin, 7.2 points per game this season. And Sarah Williams, a 6'4", junior from Brooklyn, New York, third leading scorer in the Big Ten, leads Wisconsin 19.1 points per game. She averages a double-double with 10.2 rebounds per contest, and she's scored in double figures in 12 straight games. It'll be 6'7", Lauren Betts in the center circle for UCLA. For the Badgers, 6'4", Sarah Williams in the first ever meeting between the Badgers and the Bruins. And we are ready for basketball here tonight at the Kohl Center. Opening tip-off is back tapped and grabbed by McCray, and the Badgers will start right to left with the basketball against the Bruins. Out on top, it's McCray. Betts gives her plenty of space. Zone look defensively there by UCLA. Now Myers catches on top. Hawkes defense. Badgers give it up to the right side. Leitzinger. Leitzinger, drive on Rice. 10 on the shot clock. Brings it back out with the dribble out on top. Over to McCray. Comes in from the right side. McCray down low against Betts. Nowhere to go. 5 on the shot clock. Bounces for Porter. She broke free and lays it up and in. Porter right down the middle of the paint. Flips in the first shot for Wisconsin. 2-0 start for the Badgers against the Bruins. First quarter, and here is Rice of UCLA. That's Kiki Rice. Throws to her left. Dugalich with the basketball. Skips it near side. Betts catches on the right arc. Hands off to Rice. Right baseline, and she stepped on the baseline. That is a turnover by Kiki Rice in UCLA. The Bruins come in 78.7 points per game. That is fifth in the Big Ten Conference, but defensively they have been outstanding, allowing just 56 points per game this season. That is the fewest points allowed per contest of any Big Ten team. Here's McCray. Free throw line jumper over Betts is going to fall off the right side of the rim. No good. Rice grabs the rebound. UCLA left to right. 2-0 start for the Badgers. 8:51 to play in the first quarter. Dugalich, toss inside. Betts over McCray. It's good, and a foul. 6'7", Betts versus McCray, who's at 6'1", and the size advantage is pretty big there for Lauren Betts. And Betts will head to the free throw line. She is a 60% free throw shooter. Big Ten co-player of the week this week. Betts trying for a three-point play, and it's up and through. 3-2, UCLA on top of the Badgers. 8:46 to play, first quarter. Leitzinger across the timeline. Finds Porter. Takes a look at head coach Marissa Mosley. Jones, London Jones defending out on the left wing. Screen by McCray. Porter has it at the free throw line. Finds Williams. Williams, a couple of dribbles now at the free throw line. Backing down in the paint. Williams, short jumper off the backboard, and it's down for two from Sarah Williams. Badgers leading scorer this season, 19.1 points per game. She's one of two D1 players to average 19 points and 10.2 rebounds per game. Here's Hawkes coming in from the right side. Right of the paint. Throws it back over to Rice. That was nearly intercepted by Leitzinger. Inside to Betts. Back out. Rice, topside. Rice, short jumper at the free throw line. No. Betts, flat-footed rebound. Kicks it out to Jones. Jones slices through the defense. Leaves it off for Betts. Low block left, and the layup is up and in. 5-4. UCLA on top of Wisconsin. Here comes Porter. All the way to the right baseline. Underneath, the shot on Jones is blocked and a foul called. So Ronnie Porter, very offensive mindset here in the first quarter. Already has a field goal. And then that time, just took it to Jones all the way down to the rim. And now she was fouled. And Porter, the 5'2", we're going to go 5'2". She's listed at 5'4". But even she said at the start of this year, you know what, it's, you know, we might want to change that to 5'2", be a little bit more accurate. And that free throw is good for Porter. 66% free throw shooter this season, Ronnie Porter. Ties the game at 5. Wisconsin hosting second-ranked UCLA. The next one falls off the rim, no good. In the rebound, controlled by the Bruins. Dugalic grabs it. Now Rice has it in the front court. Leaves it off for Dugalic. Now back out to Jones. Jones rises for three on the left side and connects. London Jones leads the team in three-point attempts and three-point makes this season. And it's 8-5 UCLA, 7:16 to play, first quarter. Williams has it, top of the arc for the Badgers. So long two is hoisted up, no good over Dugalic. Rebound corralled by Betts. 8-5, Bruins with the ball, with the lead. It's Rice left side working on Leitzinger. Finds Betts, hands back off to Rice, has it, top of the arc. Bob inside, Betts on McCray, shot is no good. Williams tips the ball to Porter, and here comes Wisconsin into the front court. Corner, three, Myers in the air, no good. Rebound into the hands of McCray, she'll kick it out. Myers has it again. Bounces short corner on the right to McCray, who gets it to Williams in the paint. Williams fade away over Dugalic. Is no good at the Big Ten logo, but a whistle and a foul called against UCLA, and that is going to put Sarah Williams at the free throw line. Foul against Angela Dugalic. And she got Williams on the arm on that jump shot. Sarah Williams, a great free throw shooter, 79% this season for the Badgers junior, who has scored in double figures 12 straight games. And during this 12 straight, she's averaging 20.2 points per game, so about a point more than her season average. And during this 12 in a row in double figures, she's had 7 20-point games. Next one drops for Williams, so this is a good look for the Badgers in the box score. 8-7 UCLA, 4 points from Sarah Williams. Porter has the other 3. And now Hallie Douglas, Badgers grad student, checks in, playing in her 5th season in Madison. Betts grabs it in the front court, moves it off left side. Now Hawkes, Arnasalo for 3. That one is no good. Rebound down low. Hawkes. Fadeaway left of the lane is in. So UCLA out-rebounding the Badgers now 5-2. And an offensive rebound leads to 2 more for the Bruins. Right of the paint, it's Williams. Jumper is blocked by Betts. Leads the conference, 5th in the country in blocks per game. Up ahead in transition, it's Hawkes from the left side. Up and in. Gabriela Hawkes makes it 12-7 UCLA. Backdoor cut. Leitzinger catches off the bounce pass from Hallie Douglas and lays it up and in. Great cut there by Leitzinger. She's coming off A scoreless game, and the Badgers win against Northwestern on Sunday. Pulls Wisconsin to within three here. 5.5 to play, first quarter. Now it's Williams versus Betts down low. Betts left hand up and in over Sarah. And Lauren Betts with two more. It's 14-9 UCLA. Betts has half of the Bruins' points. Allie Douglas of Wisconsin. Top of the arc. Hands off to Porter. Brings it back out near the motion W. Porter, defended by Artisalo. Porter, right of the paint, dribbles behind her back. Tries to go around, can't turn the corner. Off to Williams. A pump fake on Betts out on top. 5 on the shot clock. Williams can't get anything there. Finds Douglas. Douglas on a drive. Tries to loop it back inside to Williams. Caught by Porter. She's going to have to launch it. The shot clock buzzer. Oh, that was nasty. Ronnie Porter hoists to three, and it's good. Just beating the shot clock buzzer. Porter for three. 14-12, UCLA. Rice, top of the key three, halfway down and no good. Into the lap of Porter. Badgers can tie it or take the lead with a three. 4:26 to go in the first. A drive in from the left side. Leitzinger blocked by Rice. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Wisconsin when we come back. 4:22 to play in this first quarter. And it's second-ranked UCLA leading the Badgers by a score of 14-12. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Well, tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliance Energy. Visit AllianceEnergy.com to see how Alliance Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. John Audi is with you from the Kohl Center. Badgers trail UCLA. Updated score, it's 14-9 now. They took a look at the Ronnie Porter shot clock buzzer beating three that the Badgers got, and the replay, she did not get it off in time. Ball still slightly on her fingertips as the shot clock was at zero. So they take away the Porter three, which would have been the Badgers' first three-pointer of the game. So 14-9 now, UCLA, as they wipe away the Porter shot. It was in her hand as the clock had zeros on the shot clock. So Wisconsin right now, 3 of 8 from the floor. That is 37.5% shooting. UCLA is 6 out of 10 from the field, 60%. And Lauren Betts, the Big Ten co-player of the week, has half of UCLA's points. She's got 7 of the 14. She's coming off a 22-point, 12-rebound, 3-block game in Iowa City. Meanwhile, the Badgers coming off a great win against Northwestern here on Sunday on Senior Day. Looking for, overall, their third win in a row. It's Porter outside right for the UW. Gives it up to Cron, top of the arc. Cron on the floor in a drive, kicking it out to Douglas. Now they rotate around back to the right arc. It's Porter. Ronnie driving on Jones, baseline, finds Douglas in the paint. Shot is no good. Betts corrals for UCLA, and she might have altered Hallie's decision on that layup down low. Bruins with the ball. Gardiner has it in the paint. It's good. Fadeaway shot by Gardiner. And it's 16-9. UCLA with the lead. 3:45 to play, first quarter. Douglas has it outside right for the Badgers. Gives it to Williams. Steers it off to the left. It's Porter. Shot clock's getting close to 10. Lonnie out on top. Porter handling the basketball for the Badgers. Lobs inside. It's McCray down low. McCray off the window. Oh, it sneaks off. No good. Ball tipped around a couple of times before Betts grabs it. And a foul called against Wisconsin. McCray had a decent look at it down low, defended by the 6'3" junior Gardiner. And could not get it to fall through. Second team foul against Wisconsin, and that's McCray, and that's her second. So unfortunately, Carter McCray now has two fouls and is on the Badgers bench. McCray coming off a 22-point season, high-scoring effort against Northwestern. Betts down low against Williams, has position and off the glass for two. Right block score for Betts. 18-9, UCLA, 2:55 to play in the first. Here's Leitzinger. Left side for the Badgers. Defended by Dudley. Leitzinger on a drive. Tries with the right hand. It does not finish. Rolls off the left side of the rim. Grabbed by the Bruins. Dudley, front court, finds Arnasalo. Back over to Dudley on the right. Bob inside, over the top. There's Betts. Reverse layup in. Now it's Williams versus Betts, and Betts with two more and a timeout by Marissa Mosley and the Badgers as UCLA is on an 8-0 run. Second-ranked Bruins, 8-0 run, and they've taken an 11-point lead. Man, how things have changed. The Badgers were down 14-12 at the media timeout, but then they reviewed a Ronnie Porter three that did not beat the shot clock. Brought the Badgers back down to nine. And now UCLA leads by 11. So, I mean, you go into that media timeout thinking, okay, two-point game against the number two team of the country. You come back, you know, down by five, and now it's a 20-9 lead. UCLA over the last 2 minutes and 52 seconds, eight unanswered. Lauren Betts is now on the bench for the Bruins. Betts is 5 of 6 from the floor with 11 of the 20 points. So we'll see what Wisconsin can do without that big, intimidating defensive player in Lauren Betts. Badgers offense with the basketball. It's Cron. Defended by Arnasalo. Cron on the floor, on a drive, left of the lane. Cron brings it back out, now bounces inside. It's Williams. Here's Sarah off the window for two over Dugalich. Right hand finish from Sarah Williams, and that stops the 8-0 UCLA run. Inside, reverse layup. Arnasalo no good. Into the hands of Williams. Badgers push right to left. Long three-pointer launched on the right side. No good from Cron. Offensive rebound at the free throw line. It's Williams. Now looking for somewhere to go. Finds Leitzinger. Natalie Leitzinger, top of the arc for the Badgers. Screen by Williams. Has it lane line left. Bumps into her defender. Now tries to kick it out and it's stolen. Jones has it. Not sure if that pass was deflected or not. Pull up 15-footer Jones and she buries it. UCLA has made 7 of their last 9 shots from the field. And it's back up to 11. 22-11. Bruins on top of the Badgers. Minute 18 to play, first quarter. Douglas, right elbow for Wisconsin. Looks to her left now, looks to her right. Gives it up to Leitzinger. Leitzinger on the floor with a couple of dribbles. Still has the dribble. Drives in from the left side. Challenging the defense of UCLA. Shot no good over the Bruins. Gardiner. And it's picked up by UCLA. Under a minute to play in the first. Arnasalo. Bounces for Dugalich, right baseline. Zips it back out. Gardiner with three. Contested by Douglas. It's short. Picked up by Williams, and she threw it away. Dudley with the steal. Jones is open for the Bruins. Three on the left side, no good. And it's ripped down by Williams. Fourth rebound of the game for Sarah. 38 seconds to go in the first quarter. 22-11, UCLA. Wisconsin basketball. Douglas, left wing. Feeds inside. deep on the left. Back to the basket. Here is Williams. Turnaround shot is short, but a foul called against Gardner. So Sarah Williams will step to the free throw line for the Badgers. UCLA outscoring Wisconsin here in this first quarter, 22-11. So Cron comes out of the game now, Lily Cron for Wisconsin, and Ronnie Porter back into the game for the Badgers. Porter with 3 points, 2 rebounds, and no assists in 7 minutes here in the first. Here's Williams to shoot a pair. First one is in. 7 first quarter points now for the Badgers' leading scorer this season, and all Big Ten first team selection from a year ago. Pretty sure she'll probably collect another one of those this year. Next one is no good. Rebound, UCLA. They can hold for the final shot of the quarter. 20 seconds to play in the first. 10-point Bruins lead at 22-12. Arnasalo with it. Porter defense. Hands off to Rice. Over to Dudley on top. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Arnasalo on the right side. Kadugalich defended by Williams. Just right of center. 3 is launched. It's short. Rebound. Douglas, 1 second. Porter from backcourt. We'll see if she beats the buzzer on that one. It doesn't matter as it goes wide right. No good. And we're done with the first 10 minutes here at Madison. It's the UCLA Bruins 22, the Wisconsin Badgers 12. Back with the second quarter next, and this is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
To buy Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs, and that's spelled R-O-E-H-L. John Audius with you from Madison, Wisconsin in the Kohl Center. It's the final home game of the season for the Wisconsin Badgers. 13-14 this season and 4-12 in the Big Ten. The Badgers have secured a spot in the Big Ten tournament. UCLA, meanwhile, playing for the conference title. They are 15-1 this season and 27-1 overall. Just one loss. It's to USC. And UCLA and USC wrap up the season, each with one loss in the Big Ten standings, as the winner of that one will win the conference. That is, if UCLA can get by the Badgers tonight. So Wisconsin trying to put a damper on the Bruins' future plans. So far, 10-point lead for UCLA, 22-12. By the way, the Big Ten Conference did announce today that those two games that Northwestern did not travel for to California to play UCLA and USC, that those two games will go down as forfeits for the Wildcats. So Northwestern got a couple of losses today without doing anything. They're 2-15, and UCLA picked up a win today without doing anything. Second quarter is underway. Bruins have the basketball. Dudley on top of the key, at the top of the key, rather. Throws over to the left side. Three ball in the air, and it's through for Kiki Rice. 36% shooter from deep this season. And UCLA starts off with a triple. Start the second quarter. Porter, outside left for the Badgers. Ronnie, top of the arc. Finds Myers off a screen. High arcing three is through for Tess Myers. Number three, 4-3. And perhaps that's just a little bit of the juice that the Badgers need to get going here in this game. First three-point make of the game for Wisconsin, and it comes from Tess Myers, the Badgers' leader in three-pointers made this season. She's 60 out of 160. 37.5%. We'll round it up to 38% shooting this season. That's seventh in the Big Ten. Douglas steps in front of a pass down low, and it's a steal by the Badgers. Leitzinger trailing the play around Arnasello at the free throw line to Porter to the left elbow on a drive. Bounces to Myers in the corner. Now to Williams. Low block left. Williams spins around her defender and lays it up and in with the left hand. Right around Hawkes for two. 25-17, and Wisconsin all of a sudden finds themselves creeping closer. Betts down low, spinning amongst a trio of Badgers, and a whistle and a foul called against Wisconsin. First team foul against the Badgers in the second quarter. And that is called against Sarah Williams. So Williams picks up her first. 9 points, four rebounds for Williams. Lauren Betts of UCLA has 11 of the 25 Bruins points. UCLA has led by as many as 13 points in this game. Weiss in the left corner to Jones, inside to Betts, down to the right corner. Here's a three by Hawkes. It's no good. Betts lost it, almost out of bounds. She saves it to Hawkes, who throws out to Jones. Right side three. Halfway down, no. Offensive rebound, Hawkes, and she'll flip it up and in. UCLA tenacious on the glass. Offensive rebound after offensive rebound. Now it's a 10-point Bruins lead. 8:17 to play, second quarter, 27-17 UCLA. Here's Porter, left wing for the Badgers. Porter penetrating, gives it up to Douglas, right elbow. Back over to Porter in the corner. She'll drive baseline on Jones. Tough shot, won't fall down low. But Porter will now step to the free throw line for Wisconsin. 10-point UCLA lead at 27-17. Wisconsin is able to get it down to... Well, I got it down to 8. After a Williams bucket here in this quarter. After UCLA made a 3 to start to bring it out to 13. Free throw up and in for Porter. Yeah, it was a Tess Myers 3 and a Sarah Williams 2, so a quick little 5-0 spurt brought the Badgers to within 8. And now it's 27-18. Next free throw. Good. 27-19. 8-point Bruins lead with the basketball. 8 minutes to play, second quarter. Final home game of the season for the Wisconsin Badgers. They'll wrap up the Big Ten season on the road at Iowa on Sunday. Three, left corner in the air, and it rattles in for Gardiner. 30-19, the Bruins hit their third three-pointer of the game, now 3 of 10 from the three-point line. Here's Ronnie Porter, giving it up to Tess Myers, outside right. Feeds to Williams. One-on-one with Betts. Fade away on Betts, just a touch off the mark. Rebound, Hawkes. Rice front court for UCLA. Over to Hawkes in the corner. Inside to Betts on Williams. Good, and a foul. And that is going to be the second personal foul called against Sarah Williams. So the two Badger bigs, Williams and McCray, each have two fouls, and that's going to force Marissa Mosley's hand. She's going to bring in freshman Allie Bisball, 6'4" freshman from Lake City, Michigan, who's played in 15 games this season. And now she's getting some action here against the number two team in the country with 7:16 to play in the second quarter. Here's Betts to complete the three-point play, and it's good. Second three-point play of the game for Betts. 33-19 UCLA. Largest lead of the game now for the Bruins. It's at 14. 6-0 UCLA run. Seven-14 to play, second quarter. Badgers had gotten it down to 8 before this 6-0 run. Porter has it, top of the arc. Ronnie, right hand toss over to Bisball, outside the arc. Hands off to Meyer. Shot clock is 10. Here's Tess on a drive over to Porter, left side. Ronnie trying to penetrate, can't get nothing there. Shot clock's at 4. Bisball has it on top. Bisball back to the basket, down to 1. Bisball won't get the shot away. And it's a shot clock violation against Wisconsin. And there is that tough UCLA Bruins defense. USA. 33-19, Bruins on top of the Badgers. 6:39 to play in the second quarter. UCLA on a 6-0 run. Here's a hesitation and a drive. Rice bumps into Myers, creates some space on the drive, and lays it up and in. Now an 8-0 Bruins run, 35-19. Largest lead of the game for UCLA. It's at 16. Cron, left corner, driving left baseline. Spins it out to Bisball. How about a 3 from the freshman? And it's through. Bisball for 3. That's a big bucket from Bisball. It stops an 8-0 UCLA run. Bruins ball. Gardner, left of the lane. Turnaround, no good. Rebound, Hawkes. Offensive board again for the Bruins. Hawkes throws it up near the rim, no good. Picked up by the Badgers. Front court, Cron. Left side. Cron handles the basketball. Switches to the left hand. Lane line left on a drive down low. Off to Bisball at the free throw line. One dribble out to Douglas. Over to the right side and Porter. She'll try a three-pointer right side. Clings off the rim. No good. Gardner secures it for UCLA. Bruins with it down low. Hawkes. Now they throw it around to the left side. Now back inside. Dugalich over Bisball. No. Bisball secures the miss. Finds Cron. 5:14 to play second quarter. 35-22 UCLA. Bisball sets the screen for Cron. Top of the key. Cron. Soft toss over to Douglas. Gives it up. Back over now to Ronnie Porter at the motion W. There's Porter. Behind a wedge screen on top. Porter has it left arc. Porter, high toss, Bisball catches. 7 on the shot clock. Hands back off to Porter. In the paint, flips up a tough shot. It went off the left side of the rim, no good. Right over 6'4", Dugalich. Couldn't get it to go. Arisalo tries to slice through the paint and lost the basketball. Turnover, UCLA. Badgers up the right sideline. Porter off to Douglas on the wing. Now Myers catches. Arisalo defends. Back to the corner now. Hadley with the basketball. 4.5 minutes to play. Badgers have it in the second quarter, trailing UCLA 35-22. Porter outside right. Gardiner giving her some space. Here's Ronnie behind a Bisball screen. Baseline drive to Cron on top. Douglas, 3, no good as the shot clock was winding down. And it's picked up by the Bruins. Front court, UCLA, it's Rice. Rice working down low, bouncing to the corner. Hawkes, low grab, puts up the 3. It's no good. It's grabbed by Douglas. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Left side, Cron's open. She'll catch and shoot for 3, and she splashes it. Cron from the left wing for 3, and it's a 10-point game. Timeout, UCLA. The second, check it, that's the third three-pointer of the quarter for the Badgers, and it's a 6-0 Wisconsin run. 3:50 to go in the second. It's UCLA 35, Wisconsin 25. Timeout, Bruins. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community, and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
At the Kohl Center, John Audius with you. Wisconsin playing its final home game of the regular season, and they trail UCLA 35-25, but two three-pointers from Wisconsin. As the Badgers on a 6-0 run. A three by freshman Allie Bisball and a three by Lily Cron. And now the Badgers trail it by a score of 35-25. So that comes right after UCLA opened its largest lead of the game at 16 points. The Badgers come back with six in a row. And for Wisconsin, it's great to see Allie Bisball be productive, because she's on the court right now because of Sarah Williams and Carter McCray being in foul trouble. So McCray and Williams each with two personal fouls. That forced Allie Bisball to enter the game. And so far, so good for the freshman. Wisconsin in this quarter, 4 of 8 from the floor. But more importantly, 3 of those 4 makes have been three-point shots. 3 of 5 from downtown. UCLA, 45% from the field here in this quarter. Leading scorer for the Badgers is Sarah Williams, but like I said, on the bench with two personal fouls. We'll see if she gets back in here. 3:50 to go in the second quarter. But Williams has 9 points to lead Wisconsin. Then it's 5 points from Porter. And then Bisball, Myers, and Cron each have made a three-pointer. And each have 3 points. So the lineup on the floor right now, Tess Myers, Natalie Leitzinger, Lily Cron, Allie Bisball, and Carter McCray. So McCray is back out onto the floor. She is scoreless tonight, but does have two personal fouls. And she'll be matched up. Well, actually, it looks like they're going to put Bisball now on Lauren Betts. So we'll see what UCLA decides to do there with Betts up against a freshman. 6'7" versus 6'4". Bruins basketball following the timeout. Arnasalo, left side. Arnasalo to the left elbow. Now around to the right wing. It's Kiki Rice. Entry pass inside. Back out to Rice. Now Rice driving right baseline. Stopped by Leitzinger. Flips to Arnasalo. 3 in the shot clock. In the paint, a drive and a flip and the shot up and in for Arnasalo. Here's McCray, defended by Betts, spins out to Bisball. She'll try for three. No, off the left side of the rim. Rebound collected down low by Rice. Bruins basketball, up by 12. That stopped that Badger 6-0 run last time out. Inside layup, up and in. Soku Ngumbin for two. To go before halftime. It's 39-25 now. Bruins on top by 14. Leitzinger drives in from the left side. Ball poked out of bounds by Rice. And Roddy Porter comes in for Tess Myers now. UCLA outscoring the Badgers by 4 in the quarter. It's 17-13. Bisball. Top of the arc, hands off Porter. Porter down the lane. Layup is missed with the left hand. She had a good look at it. Broke free from the defense. Picked up by the Bruins. Up 39-25. Rice, left side. Inside to Betts, defended by McCray. So, and now a travel called against Soku Ngumbin. And she grabbed a pass at the free throw line. Turnover, UCLA. Their fourth turnover of the game. Both the Badgers and Bruins have 4 turnovers each. 2:14 to play before halftime. 14-point Bruins lead. Leitzinger outside right for the Badgers. Finds Cron. Feeds to Bisball. Mid-post left. Back out right side. Leitzinger. Shot clock's under 10. Nat around a couple of screens. Pass back to her right. Bisball got Rice in the air. And then Rice bumps into Bisball and knocks the freshman down to the floor. Bisball back up. And a foul called against UCLA. That is team foul number 2. It's going to be called against Rice, and that's her first. Rice came flying in at the freshman Bisball, thinking she was about to launch a 3. Bisball has hit a 3 already in this game. Inbounds for the Badgers. It's Ronnie Porter. Right side. Head of the key. It's caught by Leitzinger. Spins it back over to Porter on the right. Screen set by Williams. Porter to the free throw line and a drive. Over to Sarah. Shot over Betts. Long two is drilled. Williams reaches double figures. 11 points. for the Badgers junior. 39-27, UCLA, 90 seconds to go in the second quarter. Rice, right wing, pull up on a drive at the free throw line is no good. Betts, rebound, up and in over Bisball. 41-27, Bruins. A minute 14 to play in the second quarter. Porter finds Bisball, hands back off to Ronnie. To the free throw line, back to the basket. Fires it over to Williams. Over to Porter now, left side. Porter, defended by Dudley. One dribble, hard bounce inside. Here's Williams, tries a reverse on Betts, missed it. Rebound, UCLA, 53 seconds to play in the quarter. 41-27, Bruins. Betts working on Bisball, low on the left, up with the right hand, and it's in. Betts with two more. She has 18 first half points on 8 of 9 shooting. Bisball catches top of the arc for the Badgers. 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Now Williams catches, defended by Betts. Mid post on the left, turns and faces Betts on a drive. Tries a shot, it's deflected, missed, no good, and a foul. Foul against Betts. 18 points, 8 rebounds in the first half so far. For the Bruins, big Lauren Betts at 6'7". Sarah Williams, though, now to the free throw line, where she's 3 of 4 so far this evening. Largest lead of the game for UCLA. It's at 16 points. Free throw no good. Williams will have another crack at it. See how Wisconsin can finish the quarter. Hopefully here at the free throw line with one more. That's it. Rattles in for Williams. So 43-28. It's down to 15. Spasovsky comes in for Wisconsin. 22.3 seconds to go. See if the Badgers can fend off the Bruins for the final 20 seconds of the second quarter. Rice has it high right side. Leitzinger steps up defensively at the Culver's logo here at the Kohl Center. Now inside, Betts knocks over Bisball, misses the shot, gets tripped up by Bisball as Allie falls to the floor for Wisconsin. Betts is up, Bisball is up, and a foul called against the Badgers. It will result in two shots for Lauren Betts. The Badgers just doing their best, trying to defend Lauren Betts. And two fouls against McCray, two against Williams, and now a foul against Bisball. Betts is having herself a great first half right now. 2 points here at the line, and she's going to try to get to 20 at the half. Free throw in for Betts. Her season high is 33 points. That was in a game at Maryland. Next one is up and in. So she makes both free throws, and it's a 45-28 score in favor of the number two UCLA Bruins. 7 seconds to play in the second. Badgers have it in the backcourt. Douglas, cross-court pass, grabbed by Porter. Front court with 1 second. She'll launch a three on the right side. It comes up short, and we have reached halftime here at the Kohl Center. And the second-ranked UCLA Bruins have their largest lead of the game over Wisconsin. At the half, UCLA 45, Wisconsin 28. Well, coming up at halftime, go through some of these numbers, team and individual numbers, take a look at the Big Ten scoreboard. But up next, my halftime interview with Wisconsin senior student managers, three of them. We'll hear from the three Badger senior student managers coming up next at the break. This is Wisconsin Badgers basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
Halftime tonight at the Kohl Center. John Audius with you, and it's the second-ranked UCLA Bruins on top of the Badgers by a score of 45-28. Time for tonight's halftime interview, and before the game today, I had a chance to speak with senior student managers David Giardino, John Merzberger, and Madeline Minch. So what are the Badger managers' responsibilities with the team? Well, here's tonight's halftime interview.
At the half with Wisconsin student managers, senior student managers, David Giardino, John Merzberger, and Madeline Minch, as we get to know our student managers, enjoying your final home game. We'll start with you, David. How many years have you been a student manager, and what is your favorite part of your role?
I've been here 4 years. Probably my favorite part of the role is I've gotten to do some really cool stats stuff with the team, worked with some of the coaches on some stats analysis, so that's been probably my favorite part of this.
Yeah, what kind of stats analysis?
So I did some modeling based off of like team strengths and stuff, and I'll send it off to our GA Isaac before every game. So it's been nice for them to let me kind of explore that because that's my major. So to get to do it in sports.
All right. So Madeline, how many years and what's your favorite part of being a manager?
I've been here for 4 years, and my favorite part would probably be all the travel opportunities that we've had. I've had the chance to go to Italy, and we've been to Seattle, Washington, and we've just been to a lot of really cool places that I wouldn't have gotten to go to otherwise.
All right, John, how about you?
So 2 years as a manager and 1 year as a practice player. Okay. I think my favorite part has just been getting to know the team that first year as a practice player, getting practice against them. It's kind of a love-hate relationship because you want to do your best and they don't want you to do your best as the scout team. But then as a manager, really getting to know the players, I think it's been the best part.
Yeah, okay. So how about favorite memories for you guys? Is there a favorite, whether that's off the court, on the court with a victory, is there a favorite memory of being a manager? Start with David.
Yeah, I mean, this year's Michigan game was one of them. I think my favorite actually was 2 years ago, that Michigan game when they came in here as the number 15 team on senior day. And as I remember, an old manager, Jim Lee, was here behind the bench and I was watching up filming, getting to see them come in here and beat a top 15 team, just kind of getting to know the program and knowing how much it meant for this program and Coach Mo's second year to get that win.
Yeah, how about you, Madeline?
I think when we went to Italy, it was just really cool to go there and get to see like a new culture and get to play the games over there. I wouldn't have gotten to see that otherwise, and it was just a really cool experience. And we also got to see kind of get to know the players a lot better as well, which was pretty cool.
And that must be pretty cool to be a manager and then say, oh yeah, and you get to, you know, travel overseas too, right?
No, exactly. Well, this is not just like a job, like it's definitely like a hobby too. Like it's not just like, oh, I get paid to come here. It's you get to go to like all these really cool places, and the more you show up, the more you get rewarded.
How about you, John? Do you have a favorite memory as a manager and or practice player?
Absolutely. I have to join Madeline's point there. We've gotten to travel across the country, but this past fall during Thanksgiving, we got to go to Cancun. And just to be with the girls and not always be talking basketball, I actually get to know who they are as a person, get to spend a lot of time with David as my roommate, and enjoy some 80-degree weather. It was a really enjoyable experience.
All right, very cool. All right, so final question for y'all. I'll start with you, David. So what's next now that this season is winding down?
Yeah, it's a great question, one I'm still trying to answer. I don't have anything nailed down at this point. I think I want to move back home closer to Boston, but ideally I want to do some data science work for an NBA team, WNBA team at some point.
Very cool. How about you, Madeline?
Basically, I'll be working in Milwaukee as a commercial credit analyst, so it's just a finance role, and it's close to home, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Okay, John?
So I'm moving across the country to Austin, Texas. I'll be working as a financial analyst at Dell Technologies.
Wow, very cool. Guys, thank you so much for everything you do for the team, and thanks for the time today.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, John.
All right, there you go. That's student managers David Giardino, John Merzberger, and Madeline Minch. Back with more at the half. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
It's game day every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers. Thanks to local businesses Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods, you can join us 5 to 6 with your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. Covering local sports like no one else.
Clearing it out, and it is almost caught.
We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players and coaches, and you. 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers.
Get out of here!
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Halftime tonight in Madison, and the second-ranked UCLA Bruins have their largest lead of the game, up by 17 at the break. It's 45-28. Some key moments during that first half. It was a three-point Bruins lead early at 12-9 before an 8-0 run. Stretched it out to 11 after the first quarter, 22-12 UCLA. Second quarter, a couple of key runs, one by the Bruins. They were up 27-19, went on an 8-0 run. Broke that out to a 35-19 score. And then right after that, Wisconsin got six right back on a 6-0 run to cut it back down to 10. Bruins did outscore the Badgers in that second quarter, 23-16, however. 45-28 halftime. Score, UCLA at the half, 56% from the floor. Meanwhile, Wisconsin just 35% shooting, 9 of 26. Three-point shooting, 3 of 11 for the Bruins. That's 27%, 3 of 8 for Wisconsin. All three of those coming in the second quarter, 37.5%. At the free throw line, Bruins 4 of 4, the Badgers 7 of 10. UCLA with 22 first half rebounds, out rebounding the Badgers by 10 at the break, 22-12. They've also grabbed 6 offensive rebounds, lead in second chance points, 8-2. Both teams with very low turnover numbers, 4 turnovers on each side, points off turnovers equal at 4 each. Off the bench, it is a 9-6 advantage for UCLA in points scored. In the paint, plus 20 for the Bruins at 30-10. On the fast break, UCLA outscoring the Badgers 4-3. 2 blocks in the first half for the Bruins, none for the Badgers. Steals each team with 2. Team assists 10-5 in favor of UCLA. Let's take a break. Come back with the individual numbers next. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
Hey there, Badger fans. It's Tess Myers, shooting guard from Wisconsin women's basketball. We are geared up to take our game to the next level, and we want you on this journey with us. With a VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the court. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today and become a key player in our winning community.
Hey, Badger fans, the time-honored Crazy Legs Classic is back in Madison on Saturday, April 26th. Take on the 8K run, 2-mile walk, or 8K wheelchair race, and kick off spring with your fellow Badgers. The Crazy Legs Classic is presented by Everlight Solar, J.D. McCormick Properties, Odyssey Greek Yogurt, Mueller Sports Medicine, and WMTV 15. Sign up now for one of Madison's greatest springtime traditions on Saturday, April 26th at CrazyLegsClassic.com. That's CrazyLegsClassic.com.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family. To get you back on the road, you have stuff to do.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get power back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media Station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Final home game of the season for the Wisconsin Badgers, and we'll come back with the third quarter and check the Big Ten scoreboard next as well. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I pushed through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Moments away from the start of the third quarter. I'm John Audius here at the Kohl Center in Madison. 45-28 UCLA on top of the Badgers. Check out the Big Ten scoreboard. A couple of finals, including the Badgers' next opponent, the Iowa Hawkeyes. A win over Michigan in Ann Arbor, 79-66. So Iowa is now 9-8 in the conference with one to go. 12th-ranked Ohio State at home beats number 23 Michigan State, 89-78. And in the third, it's Washington on top of Minnesota, 44-37. Badgers turn it over to start the third quarter. UCLA tries the three on the right side, missed by Jones, tracked down by Hawkes. Offensive rebound for the Bruins. Here's Betts at the free throw line. Double teamed over to Jones, defended by Porter. Jones around Porter, bouncing for Betts. Ball tipped into the air, and it's stolen by the Badgers. Turnover number five of the night for UCLA. Badgers starting the third quarter now. Over on the left side, it's Tess Myers. Finds McCray, left of the paint. McCray bumping into Dugalich on a drive off the window. No good. Hawkes skies up and grabs the rebound. Here comes Hawkes up the right sideline for UCLA to Rice in the corner. And Rice rolls it in but stepped on the sideline before the shot. Turnover, Bruins. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID. 10 for a legal ID. This is Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Third quarter with 8:58 to go. Badgers have the basketball, trailing 45-28. It's Ronnie Porter finding Tess Myers with 10 on the shot clock. Over to the right elbow. Here's McCray trying a long two-point shot. No good. High into the air. It's into the hands of Rice. Bruins move right to left. Front court. Rice off to the left. Hawkes around Myers to the cup. Floater up. No. Pops out. McCray handles it for the Badgers. Porter. Cross-court pass to the front court. Myers catches on the wing. Over to McCray, top of the key. Over to Leitzinger, now left side. McCray steps out, sets the screen. Double screen for Nat. Leitzinger has